response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Danny from Norwood.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Danny, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio, please?
Sure thing. Good luck.
It's a good name. It's a strong name. Don't let us down.
Dan. Yeah, why Dan? Danny instead of Dan, Dan. Why do you go by Dan instead of Danny or Danny instead
The only
of Dan?
People who call me Danny are like my cousins or family members who have known me since I was a small child. Okay. As I kind of got older, it just became Dan or Daniel if my mother is mad, or Kennedy's the only other person.
So when you were young and you were like playing ice hockey, they'd be, oh, that kid Danny, man.
Hey, Danny good. Boy, come on. Flies down that ice.
I love it. All right, Danny, here we go. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Meghan Markle turns 43 on Sunday. Before she became the Duchess of Sussex, she played Rachel, the paralegal, on which TV show?
Suits.
Question number two. The director of the Roadhouse remake is upset because 50 million people streamed it, and he and the lead actor didn't see a dime from that.
That sucks.
Who starred in the remake of Roadhouse?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Question number three. Andrew Gold was born today in 1951. His song, Thank You for Being a Friend, hit number 30 on the charts in 1978 and was also turned into an iconic TV theme. Take a listen to the song and then name the TV show.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Name the TV show, please.
Golden Girls.
Question number four. Usher has the power to heal migraines. Missy Elliott says she was performing with a vicious migraine and nausea, and Usher relieved it by doing pressure points on her hands. Which of these is not an Usher song? Let Me Love You, You Make Me Wanna, or Burn? Which one is not?
Make Me Wanna.
And question number five, Barack Obama celebrating his 63rd birthday today. Which number president was Obama?
42.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Got any big plans for the weekend, Danny?
No, nothing crazy.
Okay. We like nothing crazy for a weekend plan.
Danny, I'm in a Facebook group called Only Dans. I'm going to send you an ad. If you want to join our group.
I love that. Thank you.
You can become part of the Council of Dans.
Oh, my God.
Only Dans.
It's true.
All right, Kennedy. Love Danny it. From Norwood got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Meghan Markle turns 43 on Sunday. Before she became the Duchess of Sussex, she played Rachel, the paralegal, on which TV show?
Suits.
Yes, that is correct. 1-1. Question number two, the director of the Roadhouse remake is upset because 50 million people streamed that movie, and he and the lead actor didn't see a dime from that.
Well, that sounds like a terrible contract that you made, but...
It sure does.
Who's your agent? Who starred in the remake of Roadhouse?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tied at 2. Andrew Gold was born today in 1951. His song, Thank You for Being a Friend, hit number 30 on the charts back in 1978 and then was turned into an iconic TV theme. Take a listen to the song and then name the show.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Name the show, Kennedy.
Golden Girls.
Yeah, seeing Dan do the interpretive dance to that theme song is my favorite.
Yeah, you guys can't see it listening, but I dance a lot in here.
Question number four. Usher has the power to heal migraines. Missy Elliott says she was performing with a vicious migraine and nausea, and Usher relieved it by doing pressure points on her hands.
Oh, I love that.
Which of these is not an Usher song? Let Me Love You, You Make Me Wanna, or Burn? Which one is not?
Can you give them to me one more time?
Sure. Let Me Love You, You Make Me Wanna, or Burn. Which one is not?
Oh, it's Let Me Love You. That's right?
Yeah. Yes, that is the Mario song. That is correct. 4-3, question number 5. Barack Obama celebrating his 63rd today. Which number president was Obama?
44?
44 is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Look at you. Pretty much.
5-3 response score. Kennedy gets the win. Danny, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, I can just tell by talking to you, you're a big gymnastics guy. And
This guy loves the uneven bars. You can hear it in his voice.
I can tell. October 6th, TD Garden, you're going to be there. It's called Gold Over America. The tour is coming. And listen to this lineup. Simone Biles, Jordan Chiles is going to be there. Steven Nedorasic Kennedy is going to be there.
I can't believe that. I have to go.
Even the gal from, I think she was from Brazil, that competed against Simone Biles last night in the individuals, Melanie Johanna de Jesus de Santos, she's going to be there as well. So all your favorite gymnasts are going to be there. And Danny, you and a friend are going to be there. So you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Congratulations, Kennedy. I can't beat you.
Close enough. We'll take it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to it. Can't be Kennedy.
This is how we like to do it.
Can't be Kennedy.
Can't be.
That's the show.
Can't be.
Can't be Kennedy.
Can't be.
Yo, check this out. She's the queen of trivia, go through you like Activia. Once K is in, that's when game begins. And she'll kick your butt, she's not your enemy. But you can't beat Kennedy.
Whoa. Can't beat.
Whoa. Can't beat Kennedy.
Can't beat.
Ah. It's so good.
All right, Kennedy, say good morning to Jocelyn from West Newberry.
Newberry.
Hello, Jocelyn.
Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 trivia questions are all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the cash if you tie Kennedy. That, of course, is a big L on your forehead. It's just the way life works.
Smash Mouth said so. L on your forehead.
And again, Kennedy's in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Blake Lively's hair is no longer full of secrets. She's launching a line of hair care products called Blake Brown Beauty. Who is Blake Lively married to?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, she definitely married up. Sam Worthington, 48 today. He plays Jake Sully in James Cameron's Avatar movies. What is the name of the planet that the Na'vi live on in Avatar?
Oh, like Pandora or something like that. I'll go with that.
All right, question number 3. Katie Ledecky snagged the 13th medal of her career with a silver yesterday, making her the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time. Which sport does Ledecky compete in?
Swimming.
Question number 4. Journey's Neil Schon and Jonathan Cain are fighting again. They're going to court over Schon allegedly overspending on a band credit card. In Journey's biggest hit, she's a singer in a smoky room with the smell of what?
Cheap perfume.
You're missing part of that answer.
Oh. The Can you smell? Say it again? I'm sorry.
Yes. The smell of what?
Smoke and cheap perfume.
All right. And question number 5. 5 years ago today in 2019, Fast and Furious spinoff Hobbs and Shaw was released. Name the two actors who star as Hobbs and Shaw in the Fast and Furious movies.
I think it's The Rock and Jason Statham.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
And Jocelyn, I understand you're getting married?
I am, on Sunday.
Oh, wow, congratulations.
Shut the front door.
Thank
Look at
you.
That. She's getting married on Sunday, and the nuptials on Sunday and Can't Beat Kennedy on Friday, that's just a win for everybody.
It's the perfect weekend.
What's your fiance's name?
His name is Sean.
Sean, congratulations. And where are you guys getting married on Sunday?
We are getting married in Rowley, Massachusetts.
Rowley.
Over here. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you need somebody to get the dance floor moving, text producer Dan.
I'll just send you over the Friday Free For All we're about to play. You can play it at your wedding.
No, it's your dance moves they need, Dan. Not the
I blow a knee out at every wedding.
I wanted to win, Dan.
Did she just say, oh boy, to the Friday Free For All? All right, Kennedy,
yes.
Jocelyn, by the way, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well, okay, ma'am.
Yeah, it's very good.
Thank
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Blake Lively's hair is no longer full of secrets. She's launching a line of hair care products called Blake Brown Beauty. Who is Blake Lively married to?
Ryan Reynolds.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Sam Worthington, celebrating his 48th today, plays Jake Sully in James Cameron's Avatar movies. What is the name of the planet the Na'vi live on in Avatar?
Pandora.
2-2. Katie Ledecky snagged the 13th medal of her career with the silver yesterday, making her the most decorated U.S. female Olympian of all time.
The GOAT.
Which sport does Ledecky compete in?
She's a swimmer.
Yeah. Everybody else is just walking. Question number 4. Journey's Neil Schon and Jonathan Cain are fighting again, Kennedy.
Well, they're terrible. What can you do?
They're going to court over Schon allegedly overspending on a banned credit card. In Journey's biggest hit, she's a singer in a smoky room with the smell of what?
Wine and cheap perfume, baby.
Wine and cheap perfume. That is it. 4-3. Question number 5. 5 years ago today in 2019, Fast and Furious, the spinoff Hobbs and Shaw, was released. Name the two actors who star as Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, so it's Jason Statham and The Rock?
That is it. That is correct. Woo! Nice
Did you
work.
Know that, speaking of the Olympics, Jason Statham was a nationally ranked diver in Great Britain before he became an actor?
I don't doubt it. He is so, physically fit. Wow.
He is zero body fat on that, bro. 5-4 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. Jocelyn, I'm sorry. I was really hoping Kennedy was going to throw the match, considering you're getting wed this weekend. But
no wedding gift for you.
No, it's not in her DNA. She can't do it.
Sorry.
Well, again, congratulations to you. Have a great day on Sunday. It's a wonderful time.
Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Jocelyn from West Newbury, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sari, who has the kids in the car going to camp.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
What are the kids' names?
Roman and Julia.
Roman and Julia?
Yes.
Will they be participating in archery at their camp?
No, unfortunately, no.
New camp for next summer, Mom. Do better.
A guy named Roman is going to need to know how to wield a bow.
I'm just saying, there should be archery and hatchet throwing wherever Roman and Julia are. Sorry, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, here we go. 5 trivia questions are all pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Simone Biles won her 6th gold medal in front of a star-studded audience. Biles, of course, one of the most decorated athletes in American history. But can you name the Olympic swimmer who set the gold medal record for the most of all time?
Ledecky?
Question number 2.
Katie Ledecky? Okay.
Question number 2. That Britney Spears biopic that we've all been begging for is finally happening. Finish this Britney Spears lyric. I'm addicted to you, but you know that you're blank.
Oh, I should know this.
You should, but
I'm addicted to you.
but I'm good at
ruining them. Can you say it again?
Them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm addicted to you, but you know that you're blank. I'm great at ruining melodies of songs. It's my
you're
gift.
You're nothing? You're nothing is my
all
gift.
All right. Question number three, 248 years ago today, in 1776, members of the Continental Congress began signing the official Declaration of Independence. Name the founding father famous for signing his name a lot bigger than everybody else on the document.
Hancock.
Question number four, Billy Crystal is doing a series for Apple TV Plus that sounds a lot like the plot of The Sixth Sense. One of his most famous roles was one of the monsters in Monsters, Inc. Name the character that he played.
Mike Wazowski.
Question number five.
Shout out to your husband.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mike Wazowski.
Bill and Ted are making their Broadway debut. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will star in Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot in the fall of 2025. What is the name of Bill and Ted's band in those movies?
Wild Stallions.
All right.
This guy's on his game.
Yeah. What's his name? Sorry. He's going to get all the credit.
Joe Cadore is getting all the questions correct.
Nice work, Joe. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Bill and Ted had a great message. Just be excellent to each other.
Be excellent.
He's
shaking
my leg.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thanks.
Sorry, and the kids, and also Joe, who is in the car, have stepped up big time. They saved sorry for sure, getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Joe's a fourth quarter player.
Yeah.
Well done, friends.
These are tough. Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Simone Biles won her 6th gold medal in front of a star-studded audience. Biles, one of the most decorated athletes in American history. But can you name the Olympian swimmer who set the gold medal record?
Katie Ledecky?
That is incorrect. Michael Phelps holds the record for Olympic swimmer. Katie Ledecky
for everybody.
Katie Ledecky holds it for women, but Michael Phelps holds it for all. 0-0. Question number two. That Britney Spears biopic we've all been begging for is finally in the works. Finish this Britney Spears lyric. I'm addicted to you, but you know that you're blank.
Toxic.
That you wrote that book, huh?
You're not lying about that, Dan.
Kennedy, who do we want to star in this movie?
I don't know. I don't know that I want it. I don't know. I don't know. I just want her to get better.
What if Britney's on board and she makes all the money from it?
That's fine. That's fine.
1-0. Question number three. 248 years ago today in 1776, members of the Continental Congress began signing the official Declaration of Independence. Can you name the founding father famous for signing his name a lot bigger than everybody else's on the document?
John Hancock.
2-1 for Kennedy. Question number four. Billy Crystal is doing a series for Apple TV Plus that sounds a lot like the plot of The Sixth Sense. One of his most famous roles was one of the monsters in Monsters, Inc. Name the character he played.
Mike Wazowski. Wazowski. Is that right? I just love saying it like she does. What is it?
Mike Wazowski.
Wazowski. Got it.
No N in there.
Oh, that's tough.
That's a tough one.
That's all right.
Which just made this game very interesting.
All right. Tied
at 2, going to the last question, Kennedy. Bill and Ted are making their Broadway debut. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter will star in Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Or is it Godot?
It's Godot.
It is Godot.
Yeah.
It's Gal Gadot, but this is Waiting for Godot.
It is.
In the fall of 2025, that comes out. What is the name of Bill and Ted's band in the movies?
The Wild Stallions.
The Wild Stallions. That is correct.
Oh, I thought I had you.
Waiting for Godot is some of the most frustrating theater on the planet. I said what I said.
All right. Well, maybe it should have been Waiting for Gal Gadot. And it would have been all right, we end up in a tie, and with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
However, sorry, and Joe, you are not leaving empty-handed.
No.
You scored yourself 4 tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard at Fenway Park. A big thank you to Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. You got tickets to what's going to be a really I know, right?
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Four of those tickets. I think you two should go and then take your kids to torture them with all that music that they might not know.
Absolutely
yet.
Not. Leave them at home. Go have fun.
Yes, please.
All right.
Bye. Respectfully.
Bye.
Sorry, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sari from Natick, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.